happening. And I don't want to make excuses for the lads. We started slowly, and I've always said you can start up there. I was always told this: you start up there, and as the game goes on, you can come down. But when you start down there, it's so much more difficult to get yourselves up there and to raise yourselves. That said, it was 0-0 at half time, but it could have been worse. I think they had a lot more of the chances in the first half, but I didn't think they were anything special. And we needed to raise it. Second half, for me, I think we did. And then the penalty was a kick in the teeth, really. But then we still soldiered on and still had the better of the play. And then we were pushing men forward. And the second penalty, the lads are saying it was nowhere near a penalty, but I'll have to look at that. But it's, you know, that was when we're throwing everybody forward and trying to get the equaliser. For me, it was a disappointing first half. You know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We've been on a fantastic run. Now we've got to pick ourselves up, puff our shoulders up, roll our sleeves up, because we were disappointing first half, and that's maybe cost us.
What did you say before the game? Was it just a case of this is going to be a grudge match? These are fighting for their lives. We've got to stand up, be counted.
There's no easy games in this. There's no easy games. They're fighting for their lives to avoid relegation. You know, the pitch wasn't great, but I said there's no excuses. If we're on our game, if we're strong like we have been all season, we'll come away with all 3 points here. I wanted all 3 points. I didn't come here for a draw. I wanted all 3 points. And the way we're playing, and the personnel we used, we're more than capable of that. And like I said, I was disappointed with the first half performance. But the lads in there, they own up themselves. They're strong men. They're big characters. And they all said it themselves. They knew that they'd let themselves down in the first half. And we had to raise it. Second half, the penalties kick in the teeth, like I say, and then we couldn't get back into it.
I suppose the main talking point in the first half was maybe the referee and the way he yellow cards out here, there, and everywhere.
It's again, Josh, I'm going to start speaking about the referee again, and I don't want to. He was poor, but that said, I'll leave the referee. I mean, there was 6 minutes injury time, and they had a penalty, and it took 6 minutes to take it, and then he blew straight after it. So I can't work them out. Honestly, can't work them out. But that said, that doesn't take anything away that we started slowly, and we need to put that behind us, brush ourselves down, like I say, and use it as a wake-up call, really. We've got another monster game on Saturday. We've got 3 monster games, and we'll just pick up as many points as we can.
Even more frustrating of maybe challenges and tackles that, you know, the Leamington players could quite easily have gone down on, and the referees given a certain decision.
Yeah, we were talking about the referee again, which he shouldn't be. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be, should we? No. And the sending off, Matt Hughes has said that he hasn't swore, so I'm going to go and see the referee and ask him what it was about. The lads are frustrated, but it frustrates the lads and it spoils the game. And then you get melees and it's stop-start, and it just makes it a frustrating, poor game to watch. You know, it's not about the referee, it should be about the players on there, and it more often than is about the referee, and it's a shame. But we dust ourselves down, disappointed to not get anything tonight, but we've been on a fantastic run. We'll use it as a wake-up call and attack the game on Saturday.
Has it been good tonight to get players like, you know, your Lee Molyneux, your Adam Hansons, players like that to come into the side and give them minutes as well?
Yeah, it's fresh legs, and I thought they did very well. Second half they did very well and gave a good account of themselves. And yeah, no, we need it. You know, we've got the games are coming thick and fast, and there's a few niggles here and there. But it is good to get. It is a squad. It is about the squad. I've always said that. And when called upon, they have to rise to the occasion. And that's going to be from now till the end of the season. So we're going to need everybody. And we look to be getting back on winning ways against Tamworth on Saturday.
How exciting a prospect is Jordan Dow at the minute?
Yes, great. It was good to get him on the pitch and give him some minutes. But we were doing so well at that stage. I wanted to get him on a little bit earlier, but we were in the ascendancy. So we was always going to try and use him. But his pace is electrifying. And if he gets stronger, he's got stronger from last year. And if he continues to do that and continues to progress, his pace would frighten anybody. And it's just a shame that we couldn't get him on it a little bit more to exploit them in behind them. But you know, he's a hot prospect, and hopefully he'll develop and we can use him in the future.
Like I said, there's no time to hide, is there? It's a 3G pitch, Tamworth, and all looking to Saturday now.
Yeah, we now can't feel sorry for ourselves. We'll take it on the chin. You know, we'll be disappointed for tonight, and we'll then focus from then on to the game against Tamworth and put it behind us.